This is the Surrey Storm Podcast.
Hi, Tandy. Welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast. This podcast, we're going to hear from Ashley J, training partner for 2022. And we began by looking at how she got started.
So I guess like most netballers started back in primary school. So back in year three, year four, started playing within school and got spotted by another mum from the team whose daughter played for a local club, which was Rushmore. So I grew up in Farnborough. So Rushmore was based in Aldershot. So started playing for Rushmore and I've been playing for year groups above me and then up, you know, playing for the adults and then made it through the typical pathway at that time, which was to go through to county, regional, through to kind of performance pathways and Excel academies that were a thing back then. I don't think they are now. I think the pathway programs changed slightly. And then made my way up to kind of MPL or NTL at the time and played for Team South as a franchise. And then I actually finished at Surrey Storm. So Surrey Storm was my last year playing at that kind of under 19 performance talent league level. And then, yeah, went on to uni, played there, kind of dipped in and out of a few different teams, including Harvard Hornets, Clan. And yeah, finally got the chance to play for Surrey Storm last season, which was great.
Bit of a bumpy season anyway last season, but just almost that return to home as well. It would have made you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. It was really nice to go back to Surrey Storm actually last season. I hadn't, you know, played there or trained there since I was really, really young. So it was lovely to be at that venue and to be a part of that family. It's great to be training with them again this season and definitely excited and things like that. Come and see us soon, which is really nice. Obviously, Surrey Storm are a big one for engaging with their community and things like that. So it's really exciting to get excited about the upcoming season.
Grassroots netball is always important and something that we've always looked at on the podcast. So what about a special mention to some of those people that have helped you along the way?
Yeah, sure. So I always remember my coaches and PE teachers from when I was a tiny youngster. Monica Vaughan was my first ever coach when I played at Rushmore when I was, you know, about 8, 9 years old. It was actually really lovely recently. I play for the Downs Prem side now, who are based in Epsom. We recently played against Oaksway. And unbeknown to me, Monica is actually now the coach at Oaksway. So I turned up for this game and Monica was there and she hasn't seen me play since I was a teenager. So that was a really, really nice kind of heartwarming thing. And what's really nice is even, 20 years later, she was just so excited to see me play and, you know, still remembers me. And it's such a special thing, you know, working with young people. But I remember everyone kind of coming through.
In the early days of the league in the UK, obviously Sky being shown the league for about 20 years. Seasons now. Did you watch much of it? Were you aware of the game having such exposure early on?
Yeah, definitely. I actually, this is quite controversial, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't tell any of the girls at training tonight, but Team Bath was actually the team that I supported growing up. You know, they had a lot of superstars in their team when I was little, including, you know, Pamela Cookie back in the day and Tamsin Greenway, I think Rachel Dunn. Watching that team growing up was really, really inspiring. Went and watched some games in real life as well. Obviously, it's much bigger and the exposure is so much better now. But I was aware of it, definitely. But it's definitely more in the foreground now than it was definitely growing up.
People, for me, will know that it was the Thunder v Storm final and the Helen Housby last-minute shot. I actually got to apologise for doing that, which is one of my podcast highlights.
Apologised. For the shot?
Yeah. I'll send you it as a ringtone. It was a ringtone that I had for years.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? That was one of the most, like, probably one of the best moments in the Super League, surely, you know, in its whole time of being in existence. I mean, I shouldn't say that now, actually, as a Storm fan. Maybe I should take that back. But it was a pretty special goal at the time. And obviously, she's gone on to do the same thing again and again for every team she's played for, including England. So it's become a bit of a trademark, hasn't it? That last second goal-winning, game-winning shot.
How did the trialing for Storm come about last season? Obviously, it was Super League COVID edition.
It was.
How did that come about?
Do you know what? COVID edition Super League is the only Super League I really know now. So it's almost going into it this season. So the way it came about was the previous season I had been training with Saracens Mavericks. So kind of like a training associate last season or the season prior, training up there with the girls. And when Storm announced a couple of their retirements, because I'm a wing defence, kind of goal defence player, Katie Holland just announced that she was retiring from the game and so did Lorraine Kovalevska. So I reached out to Mickey Just to say, look, I've been, you know, training at this level. This is my history. I play defence. If you're looking for defensive players, you know, I'd be really keen to come and, you know, show you what I'm made of. I think I'm good enough. So, and then the trial eventually came around. She invited me to come around for the trials last October. And I caught COVID about 2 or 3 days before, which was really unfortunate. Yeah. So just when I was about to start training, had to go and go into isolation for, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it was. And then there was a really slow kind of return to play protocol that was in place. So it was a slow ramping up of exercise following being in isolation and being unwell. So, I mean, Mickey didn't actually get to see me play, I don't think, until maybe midway through November, and as opposed to trial kind of on the 1st of October. So it could have put a spanner in the works. So eventually, when I was able to come back and play and train, they'd already selected their 15. So I was asked to come and join kind of as a training associate. So to be there for all the training sessions, have access to S&C and physio like the rest of the girls are, just not have a contract in place. And what happened then was, unfortunately, my teammate Lauren Tate suffered an injury, which meant that she was unable to play or train for the rest of the season. So that then presented an opportunity for me to get elevated and get offered her contract for the rest of the season. So straightforward way of getting involved, but I was grateful for the opportunity and took it with both hands at the time.
Have you been on court with Feli yet, or just in training?
I have been on court with Feli. She's an absolute powerhouse. I think I got the chance to share the court with her very briefly when I managed to take the court last season. I have shared the court with Feli. I think she's actually representing her home nation at the moment, so she hasn't been back to training yet, but she's definitely missed by the squad and by the training environment at the moment.
I think fans are really looking forward to having Sophia back as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely coming back to her home ground. I know she's been in training a little bit. Obviously, she's now had a little girl. So she's stepped away from the training environment. So looking forward to having her back. But even her wisdom that she was able to share and her experience off the court has already been really inspirational. So then having the chance to have her on court as well and training with us is really exciting for everyone. Everyone's going to learn something from her. And yeah, especially the fans, for her to come back is a really lovely thing. A really exciting recruit actually was so
exciting times for you. You've just signed a deal with Gilbert, an important netball brand.
I know. I feel really lucky, actually. I feel really privileged to be working with them and really excited about the whole partnership. Kind of been working on it in the background. But it's something that's really, really exciting for me. Obviously, Gilbert is a huge name in netball. No doubt the first netball I picked up would have been a Gilbert netball, and I would have worn Gilbert bibs at school netball and things like that. So, yeah, I feel really excited. And, you know, you just go onto their website and look at the host of ambassadors that they have. They have George Fisher and Peace Biscovia and Shamira Sterling, and now they've got me, and it's really exciting for me.
Don't be like that. You deserve it.
I'm really excited.
Will that involve?
Do you know what? The most exciting thing about it for me is the opportunity that it gives me to go into schools. So they're really keen on working with kind of schools right from primary school through to, you know, senior school and sick form. So I've managed to go into a couple of schools already that they work closely with, and just reaching out to children and making kind of high level sport more accessible for them, taking, you know, masterclasses and skill sessions and things like that is a really fun thing. So that, to be honest, is one of the most exciting things for me, you know, giving back to the sport and seeing little girls get so excited about it. It reminds me of why I started playing netball, and it's it's definitely really rewarding in that sense. So I'll be working a lot with them in terms of working with their schools, coaching delivery, half terms, camps and things like that, occasional appearances. But yeah, mostly that, to be honest, which is really fun for me. I really, really enjoy it.
And that's some of the similar kind of work you've been doing with Lucy and Nephew.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was lucky enough to work with them in the summer with their Jersey camp. So I worked with, Lucy and Molly were at this camp actually in Jersey. So yeah, they've created a really, really great thing actually. And we delivered a really great half-term camp, or was a summer holiday camp back in Jersey, where netball was huge. You know, they had Serena Guthrie as their role model there. So all the girls on the island play netball, and there was such a huge buzz about NetU going there and delivering the camps. And it was really, really, really fun, really inspiring. And I learned a lot from them. I'm fairly new to coaching myself, so it was really great to be involved with Lucy and Molly and learn a lot from them and find out more about the brand and how they started. But yeah, they've done really, really well with it. So I'm hoping to do some more work with them over the coming kind of half term, Christmas holidays, summer holidays and things like that.
Well, you get the basketball cap before I did, so have a word next time you see them. Finally, I suppose, just how is Storm looking at the minute in training? Obviously, early days, but the thing is looking good.
Yeah, really sharp. I'm sure you've seen and heard that we are partnered with London Giants, which is the men's netball team for this coming season. So they will be which is so exciting and so great for not only us, but for men's netball in general and for Giants. It's great for that kind of exposure and that growth within the men's netball. But it just presents such a great challenge for Storm as well. We had our first friendly against them, I think it was about 3-4 weeks ago now. And they just provide such a different challenge to just playing against women. You know, they're taller, they are fast, they jump really high, and they play quite unconventionally, I guess, to how women play, because they haven't been brought up, I guess, to play it in the kind of textbook way that we have. So you kind of never really know what you're going to get. But that's really exciting. And I think that's going to prove invaluable in our preparations for the Super League season, which will start in February. So we'll play them every 4 or 5 weeks and hope to make improvements, you know, to our game based on each time that we face them. And some of, you know, we have Peace Buscovia on our team now, which kind of speaks for itself. So having her in our training environment has been immense. It's so exciting. It's been great. So we're looking really sharp at the moment. Training's going really smoothly. Looking forward to having some, you know, Feli, for example, come back and return. So we've got a full squad again at training. But yeah, it's looking good. Looking good. Everyone needs to watch their backs, I think.
This is what I like to hear. One of the first tournaments is going to be that Rise Again Festival. Obviously, we don't know what the squad is, but it's things like that. It's just eventually getting back to having crowds, and they make it all worthwhile having them in attendance.
Yeah, definitely. It's so exciting. I mean, I've only known playing in an empty arena. So to play in front of fans, you know, is immense. And I know there's so much buzz about the tournament. It's great. It's so exciting to be able to have spectators come and enjoy the sport in the flesh, because it's best enjoyed netball, you know, in real life, you know, there in front of the game on the sidelines. That's where you see it played in its best form, I think. So it's great that the fans are getting excited about it. I think the media build up to the Rise Again Festival has been great. And just in general, you know, we've put our tickets on sale recently and our season tickets sold out almost instantly. So fans are definitely desperate to get back in front of, you know, get back onto the sidelines and watch netball and enjoy netball, which is great. Everyone's really missed it.
That first round is a game of Stars, obviously miles away. February is miles away. But
yeah,
to be honest, you don't really mind. It's just important just to get things back to normal, back to the home and away fixtures and, like you said, proper crowds.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting for everyone. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. I mean, I've been in the crowd myself supporting Storm. Hopefully I'll get the chance to get on the court in front of fans this season. We'll see what happens. But yeah, it's something that all the girls are really, really excited about. Mickey especially, you know, she's so big on our fan base and engaging our fans and working with our community. And Storm, I do think, have some of the best fans. I know I'm definitely biased, but I think we do. I know that they're itching to get back, and I'm sure they're going to be supporting us massively throughout this season.
Ashley, thank you very much. And for the latest from Storm, obviously, surreystormnetball.co.uk.
Thanks so much for having me, Andy. This has been an absolute pleasure. I listen to the show all the time. I can't believe I've got to be on it.
You just said that. I'll have to edit that out now, or maybe I'll leave it in. Thanks as always for your support. Remember, the latest from the club is always online, surreystormnetball.co.uk.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.